Hey, this is Ed. So this is a podcast, is that right?
This is.
Okay. We're officially podcasting right now. That's awesome.
This is Straight from the Cutter's Mouth.
Welcome to Straight from the Cutter's Mouth, a retina podcast. At least once a week, we aim to bring you insights and perspectives from the world of vitreoretinal surgery. I'm your host, Dr. Jay Schreeder. Today, on episode 229, we have an episode we recorded back a couple months ago before the COVID-19 pandemic. I am joined by Drs. Bonnie Henderson, Dr. Maria Barakal, and Dr. Nina Barakal to discuss the Envision Summit, which was the second annual meeting held in San Juan, Puerto Rico back in February. We discuss what makes the meeting unique and why I wanted to highlight this meeting, what we expect from this meeting going forward, and how to get more information if you want to attend. Just as a personal note before we start, this was my first time attending that meeting. I will say, personally, it was the best meeting I've been to in the last 12 months. I've been to some good meetings, had the opportunity to go to some good meetings. But I really, really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed the vibe. I liked the way it was structured in terms of the sessions. It was very family-friendly. It's very oriented towards kind of having a mix of a family vacation as well as some really, really, really good talks in the mornings. And I really liked how it was geared towards not only gender equality, but family equality with opportunities for children and kids and teenagers to have activities as well. So it was just a great, great experience. I learned a lot at the meeting and look forward to seeing, hopefully, as this COVID-19 pandemic, if we can get under control as expected within the next few months, seeing you all next year at next year's meeting in San Juan in 2021 during President's Day weekend. Remember, none of the contributors have any financial disclosures, though they all are on the organizing committee for this meeting. You can claim CME credits for this episode and other episodes on the American Academy of Ophthalmology website by clicking on the link in the episode description. Straight from the Cutter's Mouth is now happy to be joined by three ophthalmologists. First, in alphabetical order, Dr. Adina Barakal, who is professor of ophthalmology here at the Bascom-Palmer Institute. Nina, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jay.
Next, we have Dr. Maria Barakal from San Juan, Puerto Rico. Maria, thank you for being on the program again.
Thank you, Jay.
And last but not least, we have Dr. Bonnie Henderson, who is faculty at the Massachusetts Eye and Ear Infirmary, and was the topic of this podcast is the Envision Ophthalmology Summit. And Dr. Henderson was the founder of this meeting and currently chairs the meeting. Bonnie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I'm usually too formal and I refer to everyone as doctor, but then I realized halfway through the introductions that I was going to get confused if I kept referring to Dr. Barakal, so it forced me out of my comfort zone, which is great. So we'll be on a first name basis the rest of the podcast. So
that's right.
I went to my first Envision meeting this year. It was the second annual meeting. Bonnie, you want to tell us a little bit about what Envision is, why, and why did you decide to start this meeting? We have so many ophthalmology meetings, and I think this meeting fills an unmet need. But what were kind of the motivations to start this meeting?
Sure. Well, first of all, thank you for having me on this podcast. This is really fun to talk about. Second, I'm actually not at Mass Eye and Ear anymore. I was there for a long time. I'm now in a big private group called the Ophthalmic Consultants of Boston, and I'm a clinical professor at Tufts. So just as an FYI, but thank you for having me on your program to talk about Envision Summit. And it really is, you know, how there's a saying where it takes a village to raise a child. I kind of feel the same way about having built Envision Summit. So it's just as a brief overview, it is another medical ophthalmic CME meeting, and you're absolutely right. Do we really need another ophthalmic meeting? I mean, honestly, I think we have one every weekend if we wanted to. But the whole idea of building this program really was to hopefully change the way we think about medical conferences. You know, when we started going to conferences way back when, it was always on a weekend, usually at a really nice place, and that model really has stayed about the same, I think, over the last several decades. And what I found was that, although that's a great model, unfortunately, it somewhat leads to the same people giving the same talks oftentimes. So you see the same people on the podium and the same people in leadership positions. And then secondly, the whole model of leaving your personal life to go to a meeting, I think it's becoming harder and harder. As the family dynamics change, a lot of people have children, a lot of people have a working spouse, regardless of their gender, whether they're male or female. And I think that it's harder and harder to leave work, to leave home, to travel somewhere for a conference, especially now that there are so many great informational sessions online. So you could do webinars, and so there's no real reason to travel for meetings. So one of the reasons why I wanted to create a different type of meeting was to really confront those two issues. Number one, you know, it really would be nice to have the people on the podium and on the leadership positions really reflect really the general ophthalmology community. So I found that as the face of ophthalmology changes, as we get more and more diversity in ophthalmologists, so I would say about 30-35% of practicing ophthalmologists are now women, and there are now lots of people of color in ophthalmology, I don't think that that's really reflected on a podium. So I wanted to create a meeting where we gave people a chance to be able to participate as a speaker and participate as a program committee member or participate to make some decisions that don't normally have a voice in the leadership position. And then secondly, I really wanted to make a meeting where people felt very comfortable bringing their family with them. You know, I don't think that we need to have such a separate division between work and home. And I think that especially if we're going to travel to some beautiful place for a medical meeting, it sure would be nice to be able to share that with the people that are important in your life. And also have those, you know, personal relationships grow within your colleagues. So let the colleagues' spouses meet each other, or let the children meet each other, and they can grow up seeing each other at these meetings. So I'll stop there because I think I've rambled on for a while. So.
No, those are all great points. And Maria, you know, the meeting has been hosted twice in San Juan, which is not only your hometown, but it's your current home. What have been your impressions on the meeting in the last 2 years and how it's really unique compared to other meetings you've been to?
Well, I think it was wonderful. You know, when Bonnie had the idea of this meeting, she wanted to host it in Puerto Rico to help the economy here, especially after Hurricane Maria hit us so badly. And it has really been a godsend. And not only is the meeting really different in that a lot of women are in the podium. We get a lot of CEOs who are women from companies talking to the audience. So it's really an outside of the box meeting in that sense that we see women being empowered, not only career-wise, but, you know, by bringing their families and have their children be a part of life. And I think last year and this year, we did some giving back activities. Last year, we did a screening in one of the poorest areas in the island that has a very high incidence of diabetes, and we did an eye screening activity. And a lot of the children who came to the meeting actually participated and were able to talk and interact with the patients. And this year, there was a fundraiser to help the victims of the earthquake, and a significant amount of money was raised, which went directly to a nonprofit that actually uses 100% of the proceeds go directly to the victims. So this is not only an academic meeting, it's a meeting where people make connections and meet other people, but it's also a meeting where people give back to the community. And I think that altruism is very important, not only for us, but for, you know, the children and the families to see that also.
Nina, you and your sister and all of us, I guess, and you, all three of you are much more prolific than me. You've been to many, many meetings and you have a very busy schedule throughout the year. Again, this is a pretty unique meeting. I thought one of the big topics that Bonnie referenced that was discussed in the meeting was kind of just how everything is structured around more of a traditional non-minority male audience. And as that audience has changed, certain things have to change, not only the things we discuss, but the way things are structured. And one of the things that was talked about was this idea of even departmental meetings in an academic or private setting, the timing of them. And the meeting this way was really set up to be family friendly, where things were kind of stacked towards the morning, leaving time to spend time with your family. And so women could attend the meeting and could bring their kids. How important is kind of adjusting expectations as we move forward in the future, and kind of adjusting traditional kind of, you know, we're having our practice meeting at 7 a.m. or 5 p.m. or 4 p.m. as we kind of become a more diverse field, not only from a gender perspective, but from a diversity perspective?
Well, you know, I think that that's very important. I think all this, you know, is changing and it has to change. But, you know, this meeting shows you that, you know, you can be inside a meeting room and you can be with your child. And some of the women in the audience had their, one of them had a baby in the room, another one had a three-year-old in the room. So that creates an atmosphere that, listen, this is my life, this is what I do, and this is really what I need to do to be here, and it's okay. It's not wrong. You know, it's embraced by all of us. You know, there was a lactating room in the back of the meeting room, which allows for a young mother to be there, you know, doing what she needs to do. And I think that I will tell you that in this meeting, I have seen more young women, you know, less than 5 years in practice on the podium that I have ever seen in all the years I've been practicing, you know, medicine. So it's fantastic. And the concept that we're going to, you know, that young women feel comfortable coming up and wanting to come, you know, whether they are with their, you know, fiancé, with their newborn baby. I mean, they're there, and it's just a really nice place to be where great talks are happening, and these are amazing women giving amazing talks. It was really, I think this year was even better than last year.
Mm-hmm. I agree. The quality of the talks are really amazing. So, you know, when you look at the agenda, all the important topics are covered, but it's also, you're hearing from speakers that you don't normally hear from. And a lot of people are always worried when you talk to corporate sponsors, for example, or industry partners, and they're putting together a symposium. They always tend to go to the same handful of people because they know that they're good speakers, and they don't want to, you know, give that experience to somebody that they're worried they might not do a good job. But what going to a conference like this really shows both the corporate partners but other actors who may be putting programs together is that there's a plethora of speakers out there who are really great speakers. They're very knowledgeable. They're articulate, and they have a lot to share. And it's great to be able to give these people some limelight and to be able to get some exposure for them.
I have to say that finding them, Bonnie, has been great because, you know, these are women who might not go to all the meetings that we all go to because they just can't fit all these things that they have to do in their lives. And, you know, and sometimes they just can't get to the podium because they don't know the right people. They don't know the connections. So this is a way that somebody who's young is able to, you know, tell us what they're doing. And some of these women are doing amazing work. So it's so great to see them so early in their career really, you know, sharing their work. It's very empowering.
I particularly liked, you know, some of the topics because besides covering, you know, updates in oncology, a lot of the things that if you're like a specialist, it's great to be up to date in all the other fields. It also had, you know, very different topics that we normally never get to hear in any meeting. For example, how to develop an idea. We had topics by women in the FDA, how to negotiate a contract, all of these things that are really necessary but are never addressed in any way or form and are useful, how to use social media. You know, things that are really cutting edge, and it's really the future of how we will all interact. So I think it's such an innovative, refreshing, out there meeting that I would say it's a meeting I would not miss, even if it were not in Puerto Rico.
And Maria, the other nice thing is that we're getting all of these talks from a woman's point of view. And many times, you know, we don't get to hear that. We don't get to, you know, to hear that side of the story, which I think gives it, you know, gives it a whole different, you know, view of things. So So I love that.
Well, it was interesting because I was talking to some of the male attendees, and they said that that women, you know, when they deliver talks, they're very concrete. They're very useful. They're very practical, and they also have a very open-minded spin to them, which is something, you know, I had never thought about. And it's a much more relaxed type of atmosphere. And I need to underscore the fact I always included my children in my life, and I've always thought that the work-life balance is a phrase that should be eradicated completely, because it's as if work and life were separate things, and your life started just as soon as work ended. And I have a lot of colleagues who have like poor relationships with their kids and family simply because they have kept their work life completely separate to their home life. And I think your kids need to see what you're all about. They need to know your colleagues. They need to know your friends. They need to feel proud about seeing mommy in the podium talking. They need to see that all those hours that she's at home preparing those talks, what it is for. And I think the only way we're going to be good role models is if we are good role models for our own families. And I think Bonnie has done an exquisite job in incorporating that into this meeting.
So, Bonnie, what do you see going forward? And I find this interesting when I talk to anyone who is in an organization or meeting that's been successful. Sometimes you don't, you know, I'll tell you, I got this question about the podcast when I started. It was like, oh, people, it's like really good. Well, so what's next? And sometimes you start something, you just do it to fill a need, and you did it because it was good, and you don't necessarily view there being a next step. But that is something I'm sure you've thought about and people have asked about in terms of what could come in the future. So what do you see going forward in the future? I'm assuming there's another meeting next year in San Juan, but in terms of other things or other ways you think Envision will kind of continue to expand and offer the community?
Sure, absolutely. So there are two things that I hope it will go in that direction. One is a little bit more concrete, and that we're trying to build actually a clinician scientist program for next year as well. And the idea is to bring together a board of people that work at the FDA. So Malvina Edelman is going to be heavily involved in this, and people who work at the NIH and the NEI. Emily Chu was there this year. And we'd love to put together a program where we can actually teach young clinician scientists how to be good clinician scientists. So currently, there's really no certificate type of program where people can actually learn how to do a clinical trial properly. So, you know, how do you follow the rules properly? How do you even apply for any particular trial? So we're going to try to work together to put together something like that. So that's something more concrete that's in the immediate future. And we'd love to bring that on as soon as next year. Something that's a little bit broader long term that I'd love to see is that, you know, this is not a meeting just for women ophthalmologists. The idea is that, you know, we really feel that all meetings should be like this. All meetings should be open to families and spouses and children, and have a very welcoming feel for both genders or whatever gender you identify with, and diversity of backgrounds, of ethnicities, of religion. And so, you know, we're hoping that this actually really changes how medical meetings are created and are held. So I would love to see more and more people become a part of this meeting, and not just women, but, you know, it really takes both men and women to make a change like this. And it's something where I think that it's very necessary. You know, I think as Nina and Maria were saying, it's not just for your career. It's also, I think it's healthy for your life. It's healthy to be able to combine your important career life with your important personal life, and that they should not be separate. And hopefully that will make it a much more positive experience as we journey on in our career.
That's great. Maria, any final thoughts? And then I'll ask Nina also, just final thoughts before we break.
Well, I just hope everybody comes to this meeting, which will be held next year. The dates are, Bonnie, it's the 14th to the 17th of February.
It's actually the February 12th through the 15th. It's always on President's Day weekend, so it will be in Puerto Rico again, and February 12th through the 15th, 2021.
And I will say that if you're a young doctor out there, male or female, and you want to come to Puerto Rico, please let us know, any of us, any of the organizing committee, that you want to speak and you want to be part of it, and it would be great to include you.
Absolutely. Everybody is welcome, and anyone who would like to participate and speak, please email us. The website is www.envisionsummit.org, and the email is info@envisionsummit.org.
Perfect. And what I'll do is I'll put a link to that in the description when this episode goes out, so people can click directly on that.
Excellent.
Dr. Bonnie Henderson, Dr. Nina Barakal, Dr. Maria Barakal, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for inviting me to this meeting this year. It was a phenomenal experience. I would echo that. I think if anyone's looking for, I know there's so many meetings on the calendar and kind of prioritizing different ones, and you can't go to every meeting. But I would say this one is definitely already a lock on my calendar for next year. It was a great, great experience. Very just beautifully set up, and the really, really good talks. That's really, and you can't be Puerto Rico in February. So it will be a great time.
Thank you, Jay.
Yes. All right, guys. Great. Have a great night. Thank you.
Always a pleasure.
Bye. Good night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
As always, you can find this episode and all prior episodes on our website, retinapodcast.com. That's RETINAPodcast.com. You're going to find 229 episodes there sorted by category. These episodes are terrific for consuming in hindsight, and especially during the pandemic, if you've had more downtime to do some self-education. I've gone back and listened to some of these episodes, and it's really a great way to self-educate. I would encourage you, if you like listening to the podcast, either subscribe on the website to our mailing list so you get updates on the most recent episodes, or go to the Apple Store, Android Store app on your mobile device, and that's how I subscribe to keep track of the episodes as they come out. You can find us on Facebook or on Twitter at Retina Podcast, and you can always reach us at retinapodcast@gmail.com or by clicking on the Contact Us link on our website. Thank you to Drs. Henderson, Dr. Barakal, Dr. Maria Barakal, and Dr. Nina Barakal for joining me. Thank you to Dr. Louis Kai, Dr. Angela Chang, and Dr. Mike Menicasa for their work putting this episode together and the accompanying social media posts. Thank you to the listeners, to the things you've done during the pandemic, things you've done during the crisis. Hopefully we're turning a corner, and this will be releasing April 23rd, and I'm recording this a few days in advance. Hopefully there's no negative news in the next few days, but hopefully we're starting to turn a corner in our fight against this disease. This is Jay Schreeder signing off.
Feeling.
This is straight from the cutter's mouth.
Take care. Bye-bye.